today you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Murdani. The larger picture in India doesn't look too good. Though the increase in cases is linear and not exponential, our doubling rate has slipped 2 points. Until 2 days ago, our doubling rate was 12 days. Our doubling rate now stands at 10 days, which means that cases are doubling in 10 days in India. The aim is to improve a better doubling rate, but is that something that is possible in days to come, looking at the fact that migrants are now moving, pilgrims are now moving, students are moving. We have, in fact, people coming back from other countries to India, and also many states are opening up, are easing out the lockdown. The simple answer to that question is no. Expect more cases in days to come. Expect the doubling rate to be affected adversely is the message from the government of India. The other important message that came in from the government today with Lav Agarwal, the Joint Secretary, saying that we'll all have to learn how to live with the virus. Listen in.
आज जरूरी है कि जब हम relaxations की बात कर रहे हैं, जब हम migrant workers के return आने की बात कर रहे हैं, तो हमें एक बहुत बड़ा चैलेंज हमारे सामने है जो हमें समझना होगा कि वी हैव टू ऑल्सो लर्न टू लिव विद द वायरस. एंड व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट लर्निंग टू लिव विद द वायरस, तो बहुत जरूरी है कि जो वायरस से बचने से संबंधित जो गाइडलाइंस हैं, हम उसको कम्युनिटी में एज ए बिहेवियर चेंज के रूप में लाएं. चैलेंज बहुत बड़ा है, मैं आप लोगों से फिर रिक्वेस्ट करूंगा, हमें सबके सपोर्ट की जरूरत है, मुख्यतः कम्युनिटी सपोर्ट की जरूरत है. सरकार जब एक एफर्ट्स अपने इन टर्म्स ऑफ कंटेनमेंट मेजर कर रही है, तो आज ज़रूरत है कि कंटेनमेंट जोन के अलावा भी जो अक्रॉस द कंट्री हमारे जो जिले, हमारी पॉपुलेशन फैली है, वहाँ पर एक बिहेवियरल चेंज के रूप में ये सारी प्रैक्टिसेस इंप्लीमेंट की जाएं।
इट्स एविडेंट दैट सिटीज दैट एक्चुअली होल्ड द की टू इंडियाज फाइट अगेंस्ट कोविड-19 आर मुंबई अकाउंटिंग फॉर 20%, दिल्ली 11%, अहमदाबाद 9%, पुणे 4%, चेन्नई 4, इंदौर अराउंड 3, थाने आल्सो क्लोज टू 3 एंड जयपुर अराउंड 2.5% ऑफ द केसेस. Testing, contact tracing and community surveillance is extremely important, says the Niti Aayog. Talking about Mumbai, today was also the day which saw the return of the team that was led by Lav Agarwal to Mumbai city. Sources say that the situation is a little worrying in the city of Mumbai. The following are the observations and the guidelines that have been issued. The idea, firstly, to send this team was to give an additional push in the city of Mumbai. The administration is positive. Our doubling rate in Mumbai is poor. Dharavi is posing a major challenge. Home isolation is not a strategy that can be used in Dharavi. The focus should be on high-risk groups, for example, people with influenza-like illness or people with SARI infections, those people having severe acute respiratory infections. Micro-level analysis is required, special focus on each containment zone. It has numerous containment zones now. And also more testing, RT-PCR tests carried out on populations which are high-risk and SARI or having ILI. The other message is that in Mumbai, the corporations have to be involved even more. The clinical management of the cases and early detection is the key for preventing a large number of deaths that we are seeing in the city of Mumbai particularly. Now, not just in Mumbai, though this team went to Mumbai, but our focus continues to be on other metropolitan cities like Delhi, which are recording high number of cases. Delhi, in fact, saw the single largest spike just yesterday. Our concerns are also mounting because places are opening up. So what does one do in such a situation? Continue to maintain social distancing as much as you can. Adhere to all the guidelines that have been handed out by the government of India time and again, and also by the World Health Organization. Like we've said, we have to learn how to live with this infection. So how do we live with this infection? How do we manage things around the infection? Because the message is clear that we can't really be in a permanent lockdown mode forever. So we have to work our way around this infection, trying to ensure that it doesn't get the better of us. Until we do that, next week is going to be extremely crucial. Let's wait and watch what happens vis-a-vis revision of zonal division of the country also. We know that it's now divided into three zones, the red zone, the orange zone, the green zone, and there are specific containment zones as well. What kind of changes are there in these zones? Let's see what happens. We'll have to wait for that list to come. Until then, continue to be safe and thank you for joining in.